This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If it wasn't so pathetic, you know, it would almost be funny. It would almost be entertaining when Joe Biden says, "I've done everything I can at the border. My hands are tied. I need a bill passed. I need power." You know, folks, you know, that's not going to play well in the campaign across the country or anything. Nobody is going to believe, well, maybe there's some hardcore that will say, that's right, yeah, we need that bipartisan bill that Karine Jean-Pierre tells us about all the time. Nope, I don't know anybody that believes that, do you? All right, welcome to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you, and it is hour number four. We're making it into hour number four. Can you believe that? We are just racing through the program this morning, as is our normal mode of operation. It really does fly by, folks. We had a great hour number three, that is for sure. Talk with Denise Simon, talk with Chris Markowski. And at the bottom of this hour, we also have a treat for you here on this Wednesday morning edition of the show. We're going to talk with Patrick Hyland. He's host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. And then also we'll talk with Brandon Rimes, who's the consumer quarterback. He hosts the Consumer Quarterback Program, again, right here on AM 860. So we're going to talk some sports, some Super Bowl, some football, and other stuff as well about sports with Patrick Hyland. And we'll also talk some real estate and economy with Brandon Rimes. Because, as we know, as a matter of fact, we understand that U.S. home prices had a new record high, according to the statistics, just recently back in November. So what does all this mean for the market moving forward in terms of rate cuts, what the expectations are? So stick around, bottom of the hour. We're also going to have some great guests on the program this morning. But between now and then, we're here. We're going to take your telephone calls, and we're going to talk about the border issue, along with what President Biden may do in terms of retaliating against the Iran-backed groups, and maybe even Iran itself at some point. I'm not so much of the mind that there will be attacks directly against Iran going out the gate. There is so much talk from the administration talking about, well, we're not looking for a war. President Biden basically said that. John Kirby kept saying, you know, we're not looking for a war with Iran and so forth. And we keep hearing the term escalatory. We keep hearing the term, you know, it's going to spread throughout the region. This kind of stuff. But I'm here to tell you that it is spreading throughout the region. The Iranian government backing these different groups, these terrorist organizations, you know, you'll hear them referred to as militias, but they really are terrorist organizations. They are spreading this through the region. They are trying to make sure that this does spill over. Maybe they're sensing an opportunity here. You know, we were just talking with Chris Markowski about leadership and the projection of leadership and the idea that, you know, some of these groups may just simply look at the Biden administration as not being prepared, not being forceful, decisive enough, and who's actually calling the shots. That was a great thing that came out of our discussion as well. All right, so once again, folks, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. If you'd like to find out more about the program, also if you'd like to send us a direct message. We've got a lot of great direct messages this morning as well. Really, really happy to get those. We really appreciate it. And also, of course, the telephone number, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. So now the border has a lot going on with it as well. Now you've got, and I mentioned this, I think, back in hour number one, but I think it bears mentioning again as we pick up a lot of new people listening this hour, and that is that the Texas one of the Texas National Guard or military services, basically, it's a center, they are actually flying a flag underneath the Texas flag, and that flag is called the Gonzales flag, and what it is, it says on it, says, come get it. And basically, dates back to the original Texas Revolution. And this actually comes to us from Military Times. They posted a photo on their official X account on Tuesday afternoon showing a Gonzales flag flying above the Texas Military Department headquarters in Austin. The flag is, again, reads, come and take it, underneath an image of a cannon. It's best known of as the flag of the Texas Revolution. It's posted on X, as I said, and there's no message associated with that photo. It just is the photo, and it's garnered more than 20,000 views after an hour after it went online. I'm sure there's much more now, but they certainly are trying to send a pretty clear message. Now, I don't believe that this is going to come to some real kind of confrontation. This is going to be worked out, adjudicated legally, you know, through the legal system. But here's the other thing. According to Rasmussen reports, 69% of likely U.S. voters are supporting Texas that in terms of erecting the barriers to prevent illegal immigrants from crossing over into the United States. 69%. 53% of those surveyed strongly support the action by Texas. 27% oppose it. 15% strongly oppose it. So when you start to see something like that in the breakdown, I think that just speaks volumes. It also means that the Biden administration has to start realizing at some point that at the very least, they don't really have the American people with them on this, because they have abdicated on purpose. Again, it's not because, well, we just messed up and we don't know what we're doing and we're just kind of being, incompetent. Nope. I think they know exactly what they're doing. They abdicated their role as for the federal government to secure the border. They're doing it on purpose. Texas is stepping into that gap to do it, and people across the nation, folks, they realize that this is based on common sense. The framers never intended for states to be, put in this position, overrun, or having this kind of thing happen. So we're going to talk more about it when we come back from the break, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. We are flying by, so hold on. Get some snacks. Get something. We're coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month. And every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So we've been talking about the possible retaliations this morning. And President Biden has said that he's made his decision, evidently, about this. But we don't have any details for obvious reasons. But certainly, you know, whether or not there's going to be an escalation of this, I think no matter what retaliation we do, it will be seen as escalatory from Tehran and from the terrorist groups and from others in the Middle East and from other foes of the United States. So that's not necessarily a reason to not do retaliations, but these retaliations need to really, really carry some weight. The one thing that I'm concerned about is that, you know, we were doing, I guess, what they call defensive acts against the Houthis. But that seems to go on and on and on. Now we're being told, get ready for a sustained campaign against the Houthis. And I still don't understand. We've talked about this before. I still don't get, folks, why we can't stop the Houthis now. What you know, how big is this operation and why can't it be taken care of? We don't want to have the 20th, the 40th, the 50th attack on the Houthis. And then promise more if the Houthis just don't stop attacking shipping. You know, it sounds kind of absurd. I'm not trying to be flip, but I think a lot of people are really wondering about that. By the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Wednesday morning. And we hope that you're doing well. Hope that you've got a great day ahead of you, especially if you're waking up and hearing us on the radio here this morning. We are glad to be with you. I tell you what, let's see here. Yeah, we do have the lines lighting up here, so let's go ahead and let's head over here and talk to Mary in St. Pete. Let's see what she has to say this morning. Good morning, Mary. You're on the air.
Good morning. Yes, I was reading an article yesterday about BP, meaning British Petroleum, and it talked about the history of the Brits going over to Iran and essentially taking over their oil fields and how that was done. And in exchange, Iran would get 14% of the royalties from that. So I thought that was interesting because if you look back in history, way back with the British, I think the British Indies, the British were all over the place in Australia, the Falkland Islands, they were in India, and I didn't know they were in Iran, but I guess that is what BP, oil and gas, stands for, is British Petroleum.
Right, yeah, so colonialism, the era of colonialism.
That all the people of the world are looking for peace. And they have reasons for that. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are the second fundraisers and givers of money to the WHO. The United States is the first giver of money to the WHO.
Mm-hmm.
Also complicit in the COVID scam, scandemic, so to speak. But I think the people of the world want peace. And the only person I've ever seen try to promote that was President Trump. Look back at him going to North Korea, him doing the Dance of Swords with the king in Saudi Arabia. He went everywhere and met with every world leader in the world. And I believe he was promoting peace. So I do believe that's going to happen. Peace with China as well, all of these countries. I don't think the many people of the world want wars. They just want to live in peace. So I hope that happens because I think that's, mm-hmm. that's what the world is looking for. And by the way, the WEF needs to just go away and forget about trying to kill 7 billion people on the earth,
mm-hmm.
Or World Economic Forum. They need to go away. Thank you.
All right. Mary in St. Pete, we appreciate the call. And, you know, what Mary's talking about, folks, you know, this idea of what life was like, what the world was like under when President Trump was president of the United States, he had a very different kind of approach. I think many would say it would be a refreshing approach. And, you know, getting away from personality, getting away from mean tweets, getting away from a lot of the drama that was ginned up by so many in the media, in the left, the left-leaning people, that was all there to distract, I think, from what Trump was actually trying to do. And so what Mary's talking about is actually really important. You know, engaging with people across the world, there's nothing wrong with that. Of course, obviously, it's much more difficult to engage with the mullahs in Iran, but it was an interesting thing that he was able to engage with North Korea, for example. So a lot of times you got to break the ice, and you've got to be able to demonstrate or show a different path, even with China, even with places in the Middle East, that you could, you know, try to avoid a lot of these conflicts. But it takes a certain kind of decisive person, it takes a certain kind of personality, and it takes a certain kind of resolve to do that. And what I do think is that President Trump was so far out of the norm because they people would just see him as being almost just a rogue in terms of, well, you know, international order always does this and that, and this is how we do things and so forth. And so I think a lot of it, what he was talking about, was misunderstood. You know, for example, why are we paying all this money for NATO when other people or other countries are either behind or in arrears? They're not really paying for it. We're paying the lion's share, but yet, you know, we kind of get squashed on a lot of things. You know, those are good questions. So it's not about dissolving NATO. It's not about, you know, let's do that tomorrow and, you know, try to cause a bunch of instability overnight. It's the idea of introducing the notion of, why are we doing it like this? Why can't we make it more efficient? Why can't we make it a better fit for modern day? Okay, so it's no longer just after World War II. It's no longer the 50s or 60s or 70s. It's, you know, we're in the 2020s, basically, at this point. And we should be able to adapt. And I think these are the kinds of things that Trump would talk about and do, but wasn't very well received by many on the left or the liberal media or even some of the other so-called establishment, and they just don't get it. But let's take a look. And I, again, appreciate Mary's call very much. Let's take a look at what was happening. There wasn't really, the stage was never set while Trump was president to have what we saw happen in Israel. The stage was never set for Iran to be running amok the way that it is. The stage was never set for the Houthis to disrupt shipping in the Red Sea and cause all these kinds of logistical problems and costs. The stage was never set for, again, the wanton killing of our U.S. service personnel. And that is a heavy-duty thing that we're talking about here. And, again, I think it goes to sizing up who's in the White House and what they do and what they say, what their resolve is, and I'm still trying to fathom this, folks, of what is this weird thing that the Biden administration or the Obama administration or just the Democrat Party elite, what is this weird thing they have for Iran in trying to make sure that they get a nuclear deal or that they're going to get $6 billion, all this kind of stuff. I remember when it started to become unfrozen and it was spoken, I think it might have been, I think he was at State Department, but it might have been at the White House press briefing room where somebody was asking about this and they go, well, it's their money. it's their money. Yeah, but it was frozen for a pretty good darn reason, right? That's why it was frozen, because you have to be able to deal with these kinds of adversaries in some pretty non-pretty ways. I'll just put it that way. it's not pretty, but sometimes it's necessary. And you're trying to do things like avoid the idea that Iran can be so empowered and have access to so many more funds as to, oh, I don't know, give them to Hamas so Hamas can plan their attack, which they have been planning for some 2 years. So, yes, I think the majority of the people of the world, certainly people just, living their lives in whatever country they're in, generally speaking, they want to live in peace. But how do you get to that peace? Well, I'll tell you one thing. We don't get to that peace by doing what we're doing right now or what this administration is doing. We don't get to peace by having this whole atmosphere be built up and project this essentially weakness out to our foes. We don't get to peace through that. We don't have to go to war, but at the same time, we have to make it unthinkable for Iran in this case. It has to be unthinkable to attack U.S. troops. It has to be unthinkable to attack Israel. Because they do think it. And even if they think it, we've got to make sure that they feel like, well, we're still not going to get away with that. At the very least. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Wednesday edition continues.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Attempts to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his management of the border crisis are intensifying. The House Homeland Security Committee, led by Republicans, currently drafting articles of impeachment against the secretary. A potential vote on the House floor could take place as early as next week. The Justice Department is investigating the spending of campaign money on security services by Missouri Democrat Cori Bush's campaign. The prominent squad member, a vocal advocate of the Defund the Police movement, acknowledged the investigation Tuesday. She asserted her innocence, stating that her campaign is actively cooperating. Bush clarified that she utilized campaign funds as permissible for security expenses and emphasized that no federal tax dollars were involved. Winter has made itself known in Alaska. The northern state gets a lot of snow anyway. This year, they've accumulated more than 8.5 feet. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Power One.
Right, we are moving through the Wednesday edition of the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. And, you know, we got a little bit of good news. I think I mentioned this a little bit back in the program, maybe not hour number two, I think. But Ford is announcing for 2023 their EV fleet is going to get the AM radio capabilities. Evidently, they say for any owners of Ford EVs or electric vehicles without AM broadcast capability will offer a software update. So that's huge. That's really, really great. Because as you know, there's a big movement afoot to not have AM radio in newly manufactured cars. And so you're hearing, especially here on AM 860, and I know that Hugh Hewitt has taken up this charge. I know Mike Gallagher, I've heard him speaking about it as well, and we want to add our voice to that. Obviously, AM radio is indispensable. What you're listening to right now is indispensable, especially when it comes to emergencies, disasters, and, of course, also just the great ability to have programs like this and others that you hear right here on this station. So you always have, if you want to, you can contact your lawmakers, let them know that you don't want AM radio to disappear ever, because it just would not be a good thing at all. Be very, very detrimental. All right, let's head over to the telephone line. Let's pick up Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback and also host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer. You can hear him 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern times on Sundays. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle, and hope you're having a great day. You had me laughing. I have two words, made in America.
I like that one. Yeah, it's classic.
I love that one.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Funny. It's classic of all classics. Oh, boy. Well, in the world of sports, Tom Izzo, a great coach for Michigan State Spartans, great basketball coach, gets a 700th win. And he did it in fashion, beating Michigan 81-62. Just a great guy, class act, make sure his kids graduate, make sure his kids have a purposeful life after they leave college. He's just not there to be a basketball coach. He's there to be a mentor and a good guy. And I just want to kudos to him and congratulations. And I hope one of these years he, gets a national championship. He deserves it, to say the least. So, very good stuff there, Kyle.
Indeed.
March Madness will be here before we know it. You know, I'm looking forward to that. It's a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. You know, obviously we have a little lull right now before the Super Bowl. And we'll see how the guys handle it. You know, sometimes the layoff is either detrimental or it just makes for a great game because they're rested up and ready to go. So I hope it's the latter, like everybody else. It's more of a party day than anything else, Kyle. Do you go to any Super Bowl parties or do you hang at home?
Well, you know, we have in the past. We've had some friends and they've had the Super Bowl party, not huge, but, you know, just a few folks getting together. But I think this year, I think we'll just be, we'll be watching at home and always enjoy doing that. Yeah.
That sounds good, man. Jim Harbaugh, it looks like he's going to get $16 million a year to coach the L.A. Chargers. So congratulations to him. That's a nice contract. It's funny, you know, you mentioned earlier about AM radio and how we got to keep that going.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, most of us grew up listening to AM radio, listening to sports shows, listening to talk shows. And, you know, well, most of us want to keep that going. And hopefully that's what will occur, because it is a good thing. And I'll never forget, though, it's kind of funny, man, going old school, Kyle. I remember when the head coach made more than the star quarterback, you know. Those days are few and far between now, and it's kind of funny. It's one of the few professions where management doesn't make as much as the, you know, other people. Kind of funny how that works. So, anyway, and obviously the tenure is different also. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things going on in the world there. A lot of movement going on with the offensive coordinators. Okay, it looks like the Texans are going to get Bobby Slovic, who is a good OC. I think he'll do a good job with C.J. Stroud and make it happen there. Texans, you know, they had a great year. They found a way to make the playoffs. Rookie quarterback. That's normally doesn't happen. So let's give them some credit down here in good old Houston, Texas. Let's see what comes of their situation there. The Panthers now with the gentleman Dave Canales leaving, you know, from Tampa Bay to be the head coach there from offensive coordinator. Looks like he's going to get the Bucs wide receivers coach Brad Edzik to be his offensive coordinator. He's just 32 years old, so we're going to see how he rises to the occasion. The NFL's starting to get a lot younger, Kyle, with the coaching staff, which I think has some merit. I think that's probably partially the reason Bill Belichick, you know, he's 73, hasn't got a head coaching job yet. Not saying he won't. I mean, the Commanders and the Seahawks are still out there for him to go to, but I don't know if those are the two places he wants to go. And then there's the rumor mill. Will he, you know, step in for Andy Reid if Andy Reid retires after the Super Bowl? So a lot of speculation there. But I don't know if these older gentlemen can relate to younger players, Kyle. I think that's starting to be a trend. And I get it. I understand. You know, when you're old school, the kids aren't used to the old school way. They're used to the new way. And
right.
It's hard to work through. So.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you talk about, the new school, I guess, or even what the future holds, you know, our friends and listeners in Las Vegas, they're looking forward to the Super Bowl, but also the very famous Tropicana, the hotel casino there known as the Trop. That's getting ready to close down to make way for the new baseball stadium for the A's to come there. And I think they're supposed to start up in their 2025 season, I believe. But it's going to be another feather in the cap for Las Vegas, sports-wise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Such a great point. You know, you have the Las Vegas Knights. I mean, they're playing some great, hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Give them credit. You know, brand new franchise. I mean, the Raiders, I'm sure they're going to bounce back to the Raider greatness here eventually. That's just too good of a franchise, and ownership is wants to win. That's huge also. When you have football guys who own it and operate it, that's when you know you have a big shot of coming back. A lot of these franchises now are just being bought by billionaires who really just strictly look at it as a business. It's not, you know, that's why you say what you want about Jerry Jones, but the guy loves, you know, his team. He loves football. And, of course, he wants to make money. That's part of the, you know, reason, too, on it. But he also wants to win. I think a lot of these guys, you know, just use it as a toy. And it's unfortunate. I think it takes away from the game, Kyle. But, hey, it's their money. They have the right to do with it as they want. And I just wish they had a little heart into it. You know, I mean.
And, well, that's so important. That's so important. Yeah.
You know, I try to help out people with their money every day. And obviously that's, you know, why we do things in our capitalistic society. But you should have some passion. You should have some caring for your people. I try to convey that to everybody I work with, that I do care, because it's important. I've always said, you know, I don't know everything, but I do care as much as anybody. And I think that's so the way to go in today's world, is take care of your fellow man and help them out. If we keep looking out for each other, I'll tell you what, we can get back to greatness in this country of ours. But it's going to start there. Do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. Look out for his best interest. And you'd be surprised, your best interest will get taken care of. So if I can help out anybody who's listening with any financial needs, any insurance needs, please give me a call. I guarantee after we talk, I'll give you some peace of mind and make you feel at ease on how to help you out with the wave of the future and the maze of the financial world and the health insurance world, Medicare. And it's just it's tough out there, Cal, for a lot of people. It's a different language, and it's just something you have to learn and help people out with. So my phone number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. God bless you, Cal. God bless the audience, and have a great rest of the day.
Hey, bye you now. Too, Patrick. Take care. We'll talk on Friday, my friend. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. Take care, and we're going to head out to the break here real quick. But when we come back, everybody, we're going to talk with Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, again, right here on AM 860. And we'll look forward to that. Yeah, you know, it's going to be great to see a baseball stadium in Las Vegas. I love to go to Las Vegas, but if I could go to Las Vegas and see a baseball game at the same time, well, that is cool. Stay right there, everybody.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, Wednesday edition. Heading into the final segment of the program this morning, everybody. First off, I want to say thanks to everybody who sent in direct messages. We went over to KyleWarrenShow.com to find out more about the program and also to send in a direct message. We appreciate it. Listener Joan, of course, up in Seattle, Washington. We've got Richard the Marine in Oregon. We've got Ron in Sarasota. We appreciate your message very much. And, of course, Lucy, who's listening from the hospital, as a matter of fact, and we were able to play some Stevie Nicks for her special this morning. I was really glad that we were able to do that and lift your spirits a little bit. And thank you so much for your message, Lucy. We so much appreciate it. And, folks, thanks also for the telephone calls this morning. Well, speaking of telephone calls, let's head right over to the telephone because we got Brandon Rimes. He is the consumer quarterback and host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860 The Answer. And you can hear him Monday through Friday and 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Brandon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Kyle. Appreciate that great intro, man.
Absolutely. My pleasure. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the real estate market's doing much better. The interest rates have kind of become a little bit more moderate. And, you know, the economy's growing. So the economy's growing and new jobs are being created. It's interesting, you know, when you look at the different regional effects that has. And, of course, Florida is a great place to live, work, and play. People are moving down to our state here in Florida. And, of course, exiting and cooling. So it's interesting to see the migration trend still, and there's a lot of different factors. But overall, it's a good economy. It's a good, you know, as far as the real estate market goes, that the jobs are picking up somewhat. We're far from a Trump economy, though. I'll make that clear. But yeah, this is it's an election year too, so there's a lot that could happen this year.
Oh, sure. Well, I noticed earlier that according to some of the latest numbers, it looks like 10 months in a row, the housing prices went up, and up to November, I think that's where they have all the data. But the inventory is still pretty low. So does that continue to make it more of a seller's market then?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're still on that seller side. Most markets are definitely, you know, I know here in Tampa Bay, we're at like a 1.5 month supply of inventory, and we're around a 70% absorption rate, depending on which county. But yeah, we're still in that seller's market. The rates are improving, so it's helping buyers a little bit, but we're still not keeping up with demand in a lot of metros, a lot of areas. The Case-Shiller index came in somewhat strong. Existing median home prices are rising still. It rose 4.4% in December. So I think you have that affordability factor coming into play. You have a challenge where, you know, you got your frontline workers, police, first responders, et cetera, in a lot of metros just not able to afford, you know, the median price home. So I think that's still a challenge that we have across a lot of different metros.
Well, indeed it is. And of course, all eyes are on the interest rate cuts. And I guess it just depends on who you talk to. Well, they're going to cut rates soon. Nope, they're not going to cut rates very soon. Well, what do you think? I mean, I think a lot of homeowners are sitting around waiting for that too.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it really is hard to say what the Fed's going to do because there's just such, you know, if you look at their policy, the history of their policy has been terrible. They, you know, kept rates at 0.25% for almost a decade, I think it was. And it's, you know, if you look at that, it's like, what are you doing here? You know, what's going on there? So, you know, they're playing to their cronies. They're playing to their friends in Washington, D.C. And, you know, there's a lot of challenges that, you know, the average citizen is looking at. And, you know, when you look at the affordability factor, you price in insurance in a lot of regional places. I know in Florida, insurance is a major issue right now. So we're in active legislation. We're trying to get more insurers to come back into the great state of Florida here. But it's a challenging time, but inventory is still low. And I would urge people to get out and shop. You know, if you are in the market or you're thinking about getting in, I would urge you to get out there and look and partner it with a really good agency. My wife Lindsay and I own our team at Keller Williams Realty, and we're up 60% year over year. So we increased volume significantly last year in a down market. So you can get deals done, and sellers that have to sell or really want to sell, we can negotiate a heck of a deal. You can negotiate seller concessions. Sellers are willing to give up, in essence, part of their equity to help you buy the property, to help you buy down the rate. There's a lot of ways that you can get creative with that. So I would urge you just to get in the game, especially if you're renting. If you're renting out there, it's not just a short-term idea to say, hey, I just moved to this city. I want to know if I like it in this area or not. If you're renting with a strategy of long-term play, I really, truly feel, you know, moral obligation to help people get into the home ownership game, Kyle, because, you know, that's where we build wealth, especially if you have an opportunity to buy with a very low down payment. You're able to put, a minimum amount of money into an asset, and then you can leverage that asset for years to come. It's an insurable asset. It's sure to appreciate, and almost every single market is going to appreciate over time. So we urge people to reach out to your show, reach out, and we'd love to help you here in Florida and Tampa Bay or any other state. We can help you as well. Keller Williams Realty, we're the number one real estate company on the planet, and we've been doing it for quite a while now, and we have our own talk show, and mm-hmm. We'd love to help people.
Well, and indeed you do, and that is the Consumer Quarterback Show, again, right here on AM 860. And, you know, we were talking with your colleague, Michelle Geske, last week, and I'd seen something then, and I asked her about that, and she was able to speak to it. But I'd like to ask you as well, and that is, it looks like some of the empty nesters seem to be holding on to their properties a lot longer. They're not downsizing quite as quickly. That has an effect on inventory. But is that just an interest rate thing, or is this some kind of trend where some of these empty nesters, you know, their kids are out of college or married or something, they're holding on to their, quote-unquote, larger house, right?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, great point, because I think it is interest rate driven. It's cost of money, and you look at the replacement cost as well. So I think it's not only that, but it's also combined that with where are we going to go? Where do we want to be? Closer to the beach, closer to the grandkids, where do we want to go? And then you look at the money that's going to take and the purchasing power that you're gaining. So, yeah, I mean, it can work out in a lot of people's favor if they're moving from New York, New Jersey, Illinois, et cetera. They're going to be selling at a much higher price because those prices have been, you know, so much baked in, so much higher over the years. And then a lot of times, I just say Florida's on sale. You know, Florida and even pockets of Tennessee, the Carolinas, Texas. So I think that's where they can find the benefit. And, again, sellers that must sell, want to sell, or really need to sell, they're willing to negotiate now at, you know, some really good pricing that we've seen. We're seeing record price reductions on people that do need to sell or want to sell very badly. So I think you can really negotiate a heck of a deal. And rates aren't quite as bad as people think. I think, you know, if you actually dig in and you look at your debt ratios and your loan to values, you know, you're still getting rates in the mid-sixes. So I think it's still a good time to get into the game.
Indeed. Well, you know, one of the other things that you cover as well, Brandon, is consumer scams that, you know, people target consumers. What are we hearing about artificial intelligence? I mean, obviously, these deep fakes, there was a phone call that went out, you know, supposedly from Joe Biden in New Hampshire. But how are we seeing this in the consumer community already?
Oh, yeah, Kyle, I had it happen firsthand to a friend. She was actually a contributor on my show for a while, but yeah, her daughter got a call. Yeah, I'm in the back seat. They got a gun held to my head. Give them the money. Give them the money. And it was literally the mother's voice. I mean, so it's scary. My advice there would be to have a safe word. Have your family develop a safe word, something that nobody else could know, something that nobody else could guess. And this way, if you get in that position, okay, what's the safe word? Right? I mean, I think that's one way to combat that.
Very cool.
Intelligent in so many ways, man. Property theft is on the rise, especially vacant land properties. So, yeah, you got to be diligent. And, you know, if anybody has questions out there, you know, please reach out. We'd love to talk to you. You can call or text me at 813-917-1894. You can call or text Brandon Rhymes, the real estate quarterback, 813-917-1894. And you can also submit an email at consumerqb.com. That's our website there, consumerqb, like quarterbacks.com. There's an email form that comes right through to me, Kyle, and we'd love to help any of your folks out.
Very cool. Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback, again, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., right here on AM 860. Brandon, we'll talk to you again next week, my friend. Take care.
Hey, thanks, Kyle. Have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot. Brandon Rhymes, everybody. And, folks, I can't believe it. We're to the end of the program again this morning. We just started this thing at 2 a.m. It's already coming up on 6 a.m. Folks, go out there. Make it a great day. And we're going to talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early. I'll warn you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.